This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Trump administration hit a major legal obstacle as it tries to get patient and provider documents related to gender-affirming care. A federal magistrate judge said this week recommending quashing the government's subpoena of Children's Hospital Colorado. The magistrate wrote the government was conducting a dragnet and targeting hospitals that provide lawful care that the administration deems, quote, barbaric. Still, Children's and Denver Health both paused the care in Colorado following threats from the government over funding. A district judge still must rule. Colorado's mountains are getting snow this week, but like in much of the West, many ski areas still only have limited terrain open. CPR's Tina Sieg reports that resorts are working hard to change that.
Many are making snow at night, now that it's finally cold enough. At Arapahoe Basin, staff are gathering up powder caught in snow fences. And Wolf Creek Ski Area has a unique snow-saving technique, described by owner Randall Davey Pitcher.
Using trash cans and moving snow out of the woods. This year we've moved about 40,000 barrels of snow onto the trails,
helping make Wolf Creek one of the only resorts in the state with all its trails open. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
That much-needed snow will start to move across the state tonight through tomorrow. A winter weather advisory goes into effect tonight through Friday morning for much of the higher terrain in western Colorado, which could see 4 to 10 inches of snow. There's also an advisory for the southern range foothills, which could also see up to 10 inches. This is CPR News.